Domati, do you remember? This is John Williams at 141. I'm in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue here on GN Radio, weekdays 1 to 3. Like me on Twitter. I'm WGN King John. Do you remember the group Men at Work?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good, because you're young. And I didn't know that you would know or appreciate. Who can it be now?
I do remember that.
That was Men at Work, I believe. Cool. Okay, well, just, hey, Elif, out of the next break, let's play something by Men at Work. It just dawned on me because in our studio, Tinus Vondelis is the Chicago Sun-Times political reporter, and she has what I think is one of the, you know, every now and then somebody just makes some sort of random observation about life on Earth, and you go, oh my God, that is so true. And then you sort of start to appreciate just that notion, and then you see it everywhere.
And I'm embarrassed at its accuracy, by the way.
What do you mean?
I do the exact same thing.
The Men at Work, construction sites?
Men
at construction sites? Tina, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. How are you doing?
So I know you know a lot about politics. We see you on TV. We read you in the Sun Times. But you've been now doing what?
I've been taking pictures of men watching the Wolf Point construction right off the Franklin Street Bridge. I kind of go to lunch with my sister a lot because I love her and she works on my floor. And on our way back, I always see people. I always see men specifically
watching,
staring at this construction project.
And what was your first reaction to that when you noticed that?
We notice it every day, and we both of us, my sister and I, we said we should do an Instagram page or see if other people see this. And then I just decided to do the tweets, and it just kept building.
So now I don't know how much action you get on your political stuff, but a lot of us can't wait to see your next picture of men at construction sites.
Yeah, it's a natural process. I'm not trying to force it, so I only do it when I see it. Like, I won't wait at the bridge and wait for guys. I have to organically see it happen.
So then you didn't watch the people watching the Apple Store go up behind us, but we would stand there and watch that too?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is it only men that do this?
Honestly, I've seen one woman once organically when I'm passing by, but otherwise it's all men.
And what were they looking at that Wolf Point construction site?
There's a giant building going up there. It's really interesting. There's a big drill. I mean, I think people love to see that sort of thing.
Yes.
Men specifically like to see that sort of thing. Whenever there's giant drill noises, there's more men looking at the project. And lately, there's a lot of guys looking through the gates. So there is an area that is gated that's not part of that bridge.
I don't know why they make it difficult for us to watch. They put that fabric up across the fence, and then it's hard for us to see.
It's a liability issue, but that's what
seriously,
it is.
That's what it is?
Mm-hmm.
What, do they think I'm going to get hurt by some flying debris?
Not you. That you will witness something.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Well, if I'm a construction worker, I don't know that I love that fact. I want everybody to see what happened. I want witnesses. That's all beside the point. So are you attracted to construction sites or big machines?
Not at all.
I mean, seriously, as a woman, though, does that not... You don't think that's just, like, so awesome?
It's not my cup of tea, but I know a lot of women who are interested in it. I just had a conversation with a friend earlier today who said she saw a giant wrecking ball yesterday in Wicker Park, and she was staring. Or she stopped at it for about 5 minutes. So it's not specifically just men. It's just what I've seen at this site.
So now I think Domati and I, and I don't know if Sam feels the same way, but those of us who, we get it. We get it instantly, and we don't even think about it. I think it's, I don't know if it's in the base of our brains, you know, the reptilian part of our mind, or if it's in men's DNA more than women's.
I've gotten some comments on Twitter of people saying that it's guys who never grew up, like, outgrew the Tonka days of, like, playing with trucks when you were a kid. That's why I thought it was sweet. I think it's, like, an endearing thing to see. I don't think I'm mocking them. I think that it's just a snapshot of them maybe not outgrowing that
part.
Is
there an equivalent? I wonder what the opposite would be.
Oh, I can tell you about a Twitter person that told me that it's, like, women picking nail polish at CVS. And personally, I do not stare at nail polishes at CVS.
Yeah, I guess so. But women also almost exclusively wear nail polish, where everybody has access to. I mean, I'm not sure that that's a perfect comparison.
Exactly.
It has to be something that women like to watch, see, or do that's not intrinsic to them being female.
Right.
You know, because, you know, I'm just a passerby. I'm only watching that because I think it's awesome. I like the big trucks. I like the digging. You know what's really fun to do is watch a really skilled backhoe operator putting the scoop of stuff into the truck and then going back and getting some more. That's actually a talent. I like the cranes that are on top of buildings and when they're lifting things up and bringing them around. There's a lot of engineering, and I don't know. It looks like fun.
It's amazing. I mean, it's a lot of work, and it's a giant building. We're watching a giant building going up. There is a Seinfeld reference, by the way, that I discovered yesterday. in which he talks about men at construction, staring at construction sites as if it's like a dog whistle. A dog whistle blows them over to the site and they have to stare at it. Two people sent that to me and I had not seen that. So there is
either.
Some sort of attraction there.
Let's pick up some phone lines for men. Actually, I think this is Jean, so I'm assuming this is a female. Hi, you're on WGN. Jean, you're on the air.
I think men are funny and very entertaining, and you most of all. And I was telling Ella that it will blow your mind when you if you have a grandson, because you take for granted the things you're attracted to, and women don't think about the things that little boys are attracted to unless they have one in their presence, and the attraction of a male from the birth to anything that is moving with a wheel. Construction.
Garbage trucks.
Pardon?
Garbage trucks. My son, Brenda, used to, on garbage day, Grant knew it was garbage day, and they would go wait for the garbage truck to come and go. Do you have children? Do you have any sons?
I do not, no.
Someday you will be standing there with a little guy in your hand. Maybe, maybe not, but this is what, and it's a joy. Here comes the garbage truck. Oh, look at that. It's picking the thing up, and then you wave to the guy, and that was part of their week. That was a big day. Garbage day.
Exciting times.
Yeah.
It made me think, too, what did little boys care about before the invention of the wheel?
Well, now there's a big thought. Gene, thank you for the call. From you, we go to Rich. You're on WGN. Hey, Rich.
Hello.
Hi, Rich. You're on the air.
I've discovered that webcams, especially Earth cams, has either cameras focused on the construction site, or you can go out to the site and see the time lapse of a full build of, like, the Mercedes Stadium in Georgia, the AT&T Stadium in Dallas, the Minneapolis Stadium.
Yeah, I watched a lot of the – you know, I just moved here. Thank you for the call, Rich, from Minneapolis. And that was a great thing to watch the Vikings football – a brand-new modern football stadium go up in which you could put two of the old Metro domes, or it has that big of a footprint. And they had this similar thing. They had the tarp around the fence. And I talked to the foreman of that project one day, and I said, why don't you put up bleachers? Because everybody's craning for a look. We're crowding into the street trying to get a good view. You could sell tickets to watching them build a thing.
Right.
He was not interested, and I think you've also told me why now.
There's other views that are not blocked off. They're near the towers over there, and people sit on benches as well. So there's a big viewing area over there.
Antonio, this is John. You're on WGN. Hi, Antonio. You're on the air.
Hey there. So, I know exactly what she's talking about. I like watching the cranes. You think they have like 20 tires, and they're enormous.
Yeah.
There's this guy like on the end, and these things have like a boom that goes up like 50 feet.
Yes.
And they have these huge metal beams. But even better than that, go to a metal scrapyard. They have these huge, it looks like a crane at the end. It's got a big, it looks like metal scissors. And they have hydraulic clips on them, so they get like car frames and they split them in half.
I want to see that.
That's pretty good. I would watch that.
And then it goes up and it goes in this thing and it shreds them like paper. I've taken my nephews to go see that, and we're sitting there for like 20 minutes just watching it.
What a great uncle Antonio is. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate you listening.
Yeah.
Have a good day. Matt, you're on WGN. What did you want to say? You're on the air.
I was going to work in the summer and I saw them cutting down this huge tree. And I go, oh, my gosh, my daughters would love this. I ran in the house. I grabbed them all. They all went in but me. I went, oh, I'm the only one who cares.
Sorry about that, my friend. Sue, this is John. You're on WGN. Go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon. Yes, I'm a woman, and I love to see things being built. I find it very, very fascinating. And one time, there was an empty lot where I grew up, my childhood home, and somebody bought it and they built the house. I said, do you mind if I take pictures of the progress? And they're like, no, that's fine. And I find it fascinating to see the process.
I think we're on the same page with you on that. And to your point, it's not exclusively men. Anybody can watch, but guys do seem to be more naturally attracted.
Yes. I've seen people eat lunch there. I see like a giant water bottle sandwich open. I see a lot of guys that look like my dad, like kind of whitewashed jeans with white Converse shoes. So it's a variety of people over there.
Tina Svondelis is a Chicago Sun-Times political reporter. Folks love her for her observations and reporting on politics in the state. But obviously, she's got an eye for more than just that. So if I want to follow you on Twitter, how do I do that?
I am at Tina Svon. So TINASFON.
Tina Svandelis, Tina Svan on Twitter. And she's up to 16 now.
That's right.
Keep up the good work,
Thank you, Tina.
I don't know what, in both, all of our phone lines are busy. We are completely out of time. Thanks for joining us. And visit with us again, okay? This is WGN.